Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away.
Now 53 after the hour and good day.
Want to get away?
If you would like to get away, you've come to the right place. Travel in the Focus with Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of BestFares.com, a company that is aimed at delivering services and prices that you can live with. He's got some ideas on where to go in terms of travel. You're planning a late summer. I almost said late Christmas. Hey, a late summer trip. Here's some, I suppose, I said to Tom off the air, this is sort of red meat. The Competitive Enterprise Institute and some transgender organizations are suing the TSA. They claim the TSA didn't follow federal guidelines for having public comment on body scanners before they put the scanners in use. Maybe why didn't they let the public comment before they started using them? Tom Parsons has an answer for that question and observations about sales and good things like that. Saving money is what he's about. If you're a traveler, you'll want to know what he's got to say. And it's up next to you on Good Day.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit. The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Think green.
Harrison with you with another global warming reality check. Falsehood number one. Cap and trade laws to reduce devastating carbon emissions in order to address climate change will export millions of jobs out of the economy. Fact number one. It's simply not true. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, Ohio lost more than 213,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. For Michigan, almost 500,000 jobs have been lost. Cap and trade is one way to spark a manufacturing renaissance in America, because a single wind turbine, for example, contains 250 tons of steel, along with 8,000 parts, from copper wire, gearboxes and ball bearings, to electronic controls. Jobs making these components and installing and maintaining turbines can be created here in America. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
All right, so the premise here is, with the Tom Parsons from Best Fares, the TSA has not followed federal guidelines. There's never been public comment on body scanners being used. This according to some suits from various organizations. So what happens here? I guess I would wonder why there wasn't public comment before they used them. But is there a way of slowing down these people, or is this a technicality that may stick? How might this work? If there was no, can you envision, maybe this is the question, Tom, can you envision going through an airport or in to get a plane without going? I'm trying to remember back to what it was like when you just walked through the door into the airport and went down and got on the plane.
Did you go through a metal detector before?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, it had to be in the 80s, you know. I'm not sure why we started using.
Yeah, I don't either. I remember it got heightened after September 11th.
Yeah, but we were using before that because I remember when they did 911, they had to replace a lot of people because there was thousands of foreigners and other people, U.S. folks that had felonies.
Yeah.
But today, I think you still have Congress out there. Also, worldwide, they're still using them, and I just think the case would have. They'd be in court for years and years, and by that time, Congress would pass something. So,
yep. All right.
I just can't see it.
Let's see what we have for hot tickets. Where can we go?
I'm telling you, I didn't think any of the fares could go any lower, but since last week, since we talked, I'm going to give you three cities out of your market, okay, out of Boston. Boston nonstop on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. That's going to be your cheapest days for all these. Is coming in at $97 nonstop on American and JetBlue.
Going where?
It's Boston to Chicago.
Really?
Dallas is $127 today. And L.A. with one stop is $252 on American.
LA is 262, so I better book a ticket now for LA. That's what you're saying. Yep. All right. By the way, I'm told that metal detectors were installed in the late 70s because of plane hijackings that were taking place at the time. I remember, yeah, it started with the hijackings. You're right. All right, Tom Parsons, check out the deals that are there for everyone at bestfares.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.